Money is the root of all fill in the blank. We all well know the statement of how it finishes. And yet I won't say that word because it is the tremendous ability and tool to turn the world over and to do goodness and kindness and help others, which essentially is the essence of why we're here in this world. All right, all cute expressions aside, we all know that money does do strange things to different people. Money is a study. It's so necessary. Yet what does it really represent? So today the topic is philanthropy, because based on this week's Parsha Terumah, where we see that there's a fundraiser from the Jewish people, which are supposed to contribute towards the construction of the tabernacle. Let's just call it the local synagogue. Over here, there's one central synagogue, and everyone is encouraged to contribute to it. Each person according to the way and their means and their generosity of their own heart. But over here, in reading the structure of the passage, which says that God said to Moses as follows, "Speak to the children of Israel, and you shall take for me a contribution. And you should do it from all the people who have generosity of their heart. You shall take my contribution." In other words, for my cause. The obvious question is, why does it say, "You shall take for me"? Actually, people are giving. So to use the word "take for me" really seems to be a little out of place. Now, some words are a little bit interchangeable, and sometimes we use a specific word a certain way. Perhaps we even don't use it correctly. And if we were to write it down on a piece of paper and review it, we would change it, like in an email or so. However, over here, the Torah is precise, and everything in the Torah is precise. So when it says a word like this, we have to ask the question, what's it here to tell us? And what are we supposed to learn from this? The commentaries provide different perspectives as to why this was the word that was used. And here are a couple of perspectives. One perspective is that essentially everything is God's. So the money that we have essentially doesn't even belong to us, really. And therefore, we are effectively taking from God's resources and giving them to the cause. In this particular case, it was the shul, it was the tabernacle, which creates a tremendous conversation. And that in general is ownership. What belongs to us? Do we really own something? Do we possess? Or are we merely entrusted with certain things through our lifetime? But we won't get into that now. Just the general concept is we take from God's resources that he's given to us to hold, so to speak, and then give it to God. And therefore, the word "taking" is underscoring a little bit the point of, hey, in case you think that you're giving away something, essentially, actually, it's all God's. And we should recognize that, we should appreciate that. By the way, if you do, it gives you a lot of happiness in life, because then it puts into a new frame expectations. Okay, but this is one idea. Another commentary says that actually by giving the money, you are taking. You're taking the blessing and the merit of doing the mitzvah and of achieving, of building the shul, the tabernacle. It gives a tremendous satisfaction. In addition to the satisfaction, it gives a tremendous reward from on high. And therefore, essentially, giving is getting. Now, that's a famous expression and such a beautiful expression, because essentially, it turns upside down the whole idea of who's the giver and who is the taker. The giver really does give, but at the same token, really does get. And that's the beauty of life, of interaction one with another. So here, we have two perspectives of why the Torah would say taking as opposed to giving. Each of these giving a very unique perspective to the idea of philanthropy, of tzedakah, of charity, of helping out. And of course, the result is, as a result of doing it, at least as it's illustrated in this week's parsha, what is the outcome? That's a beautiful dwelling place for God, which is the ultimate purpose of each and every one of us in this world, to make this world a dwelling place for God. And we're able to do it with our resources, with our money, And indeed, although we like to think that we're giving, essentially, we are giving from God's resources, and also we are getting, we are taking so much, perhaps so much more than we're even giving. And if you say it's easier said than done, that may be true. But just open up your heart and give from the generosity of your heart, and you'll see that it is entirely true. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.